Cascadia. Today is Friday, January 29th, KBOO Winter Membership Drive News and Public Affairs Day for 2010. You're listening to KBOO Portland Community Radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. And this is Air Cascadia. Long on content, short on time. A little bit longer on time today. I'm Chris Andre. First, briefly, Portland area weather. Rain in the works today with highs around 51, breezy, tonight rain lightly, cloudy with lows around 43, and it looks like a rainy weekend ahead with temperatures hovering in the low 40s at night and low 50s during the day. This is a special edition of Air Cascadia. So special it isn't really Air Cascadia at all. It's news and public affairs. And my guest today is Peter Schoonmaker of the Illihi Institute. Many listeners are familiar with the Illihi Lecture Series and know Peter from other guest appearances on Air Cascadia and other KBOO programs. But this series for 2010 seems to have transcended a number of critical event horizons. As Dorothy says, Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. And as the immortal Thomas Pynchon character Tyrone Slothrop says, we've gone transmarginal. But Peter's here with a preview of what's in store for lecture-goers and perhaps with some tickets for listeners who call up to support KBOO, Community Radio, during this program. Good morning, Peter. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, I'm delighted to be here, and let's just start off by pimping KBOO Radio and saying there's two pair of Illihi Lectures tickets waiting for callers when we get to the pledge drive. But let me tell you just a little bit about the 2010 Illihi Lecture Series. The theme is power and change. It's part of a kind of a four-year thing we've been doing. When about 4 years ago, we asked the question, why can't we get anything done? Why can't we get off of oil? Why are we stuck? And we came up with four reasons. All the problems in the world can be attributed to money, God, sex, and power. So we've done seasons on money, God, and sex, and this year we're doing power and change. And the premise is that, like, many of our economic and social and environmental problems have solutions, and we even understand what needs to be done, but we seem to be stuck. And so what's stopping us? And we think it's maybe as just as simple as various economic belief and affinity groups are able to wield veto power on progress. And we understand that cultural change can be incremental or it can be sudden, and it appears that we're in the middle of a rapid environmental, political, and cultural change. Or maybe not. Middle East conflicts continue, Wall Street is still Wall Street, and we keep burning fossil fuel. So how do we participate in our civic community to bring about the change we want? And that's what this series is all about, with some remarkable speakers.
So this is a lot to do with empowering people. I'd just like to, for listeners who are not familiar with the Illihi Institute, ask you to say a little bit about the Institute. First off, I personally love the definition. What Illihi means in the Chinook language is earth, ground, land, country, place, or world. Something to think about. Everything does relate back to the ground that we stand on. This is where it really all has to start. Peter, can you talk just briefly, let listeners know what the Illihi Institute is all about. Aside from the lecture series, you do a great many other things.
Right. Our core mission is inquiry. It's questions. And so rather than advocating, sustainability or resilience or, legislation or whatever, we ask questions that are, sometimes uncomfortable. Last year's entire series was uncomfortable. We were talking about sex. We were talking about desire and
shopping and all that.
Yes, yeah, and shopping we had Susan Cheever who freaked people out because she was talking about addiction, and now she's addicted to her weightlifting addiction. Now she's addicted to tennis. She's addicted to comp. So we wanted to get into addiction because we're a culture of addiction. We also do, besides the lecture series, we do some research for various organizations that want to engage us on environmental issues, salmon, forest, sustainability, as it were. We would argue that we don't even understand sustainability ourselves, but that's just the nature of inquiry. We feel like we're always the stupidest guys in the room, and we're happy to be that.
Well, I think, too, that the Lee Institute lecture series does shine light on some of the taboos on the left that perhaps we are loath to confront at times. The last lecture series did deal with sex, with shopping, with all kinds of addictions, and these are aspects of cultural change. That on the left, there are taboos. We are and it's better to simply confront those and acknowledge them than to dance around them and constantly play the guys in the white hats. Not to confront these things is a big mistake, and I think in some ways it cripples and impedes cultural change. And I think the cultural change seen as an evolutionary phenomenon is one of the huge benefits that we achieve from transcending some of these taboos that we find ourselves perhaps consciously or unconsciously saddled with. I'm very interested in, let's start talking first about the power to change our minds. You've got Jonah Lehrer on February 2nd. That's coming up very soon. I have a fascinating article here that comes to me by way of Tim Hermack with the Native Forest Council. It has to do with environmental changes affecting the psyche. Apparently, in Australia, residents were distraught over the spread of coal mining in the Upper Hunter. Coal was discovered in eastern Australia 200 years ago. There are blasts now. Klieg lights provide constant illumination. And people there are actually becoming sick from this. There is a psychological condition that people are suffering from in this part of Australia, brought on by the devastation of their environment. Peter, can you talk a little bit how ecological devastation may be contributing to our state of mind? We're going to go in just 1 minute. We've got 60 seconds before our first membership break. So let's just toss that idea out there, and then we'll go to membership break, and then we'll return to this.
Right, and that'll be something to ask Jonah about. Jonah wrote the book. Wrote the books. Proust was a neuroscientist, and How We Decide, and we want to get into. So he looks at the kind of the neurobiology of decision making from the amygdala up to the frontal cortex. And what we want to really get Jonah talking about is how groups make decisions. Why did the Supreme Court decide that? I think Ilahi as a corporation is going to run for governor or something because we don't.
You can. You're a corporate.
Right? We're not 501c3, so we can run for an office.
And you have corporate personhood.
Right.
The Supreme
Exactly.
Court
it's
so.
It's wonderful. So I think 501c3 should just start running for office. But we're going to ask him to talk about like how groups and so in this to answer your question, how does environmental devastation, how do your surroundings, how do the groups, the peer groups that you hang out with, how did Measure 66 and 67 come about? How do groups make decisions? What's the neurobiology of groups?
On that note, we should go to membership break because we want to find out how do you decide. What is it that brings you to community radio? The programming, the music, the people. Also, access, a voice in your community. The ability to affect change. And you can do that right now by calling us at 503-232-8818. Toll free, 1-877-500-5266. Good morning, membership room. How are people? Call us right now. Talk to one of the phone answers. Tell them. What made you decide to become a KBOO member?
That's right. Call us right now at 503-232-8818 or 877-500-5266. I'm Maggie, and I'm here with Melinda in the membership drive.
Good morning.
We've really been enjoying Air Cascadia this morning, hearing about the Ilahi lecture series. And, one of the thank you gifts you can get when you join KBOO today by calling 503-232 is a series pass to the Ilahi lecture series. For $50, that's only $7.50 a month. We can take it right out of your checking account. You could see these lectures that you're hearing about right now.
You know, the greatest decision you can make today is to become a member of the KBOO family, and it's so easy to do. Simply pick up the phone and dial 503-232-8818 or toll-free 877-500-5266. Or perhaps you're listening to us online, www.kboo.fm. Click on the tip jar. That is the greatest decision you can make today, because not only do we need your support, but we would love to hear your voices, because KBOO is about everyone's voice, voices that you're never going to hear on Main Street corporate media. And as Maggie and I have been talking all morning, we are listener-supported, non-commercial, community radio. We know you're out there. You're part of our community. So come on down to 20th Southeast 8th. Bring a check. Have a donut. Come meet Maggie and myself and Todd
down.
And everybody in their room. And see what KBOO is all about.
Yeah, come on down with your pledge or donate online. Call 503-232-8818 or toll-free 877-500-5266. Make the decision today that you're going to be part of your community. You're going to be part of community radio. You are going to keep these programs on the air with your contribution of $10 a month out of your checking account. We can set it up for you when you call 503-232-8818.
And we're back. You're listening to your community radio, KBOO 90.7 FM. I'm Chris Andre. My guest this morning is Peter Schoonmaker with the Illihi Institute. We're talking about the Illihi Institute's new 2010 lecture series. I believe that we've got a clip to play from a previous interview with one of the Illihi lecture series guests, Jonah Lehrer. This was an interview done by KBOO's own Ed Goldberg a while back.
It was really through my own failings. I'm one of those pathologically indecisive people. I'll spend 20 minutes in the cereal aisle choosing between different kinds of Cheerios, you know, honey nut, apple cinnamon, that weird multigrain yogurt one. I'll spend half an hour trying to pick a toothpaste. So it was that very basic everyday failing that I think we can all relate to a little bit that first got me thinking about what was happening inside my head when I was struggling to choose a breakfast cereal, and what should be happening inside my head. How should we make these everyday decisions? So it was really my own failings that got me interested in the subject, and I was just lucky enough to stumble onto a rather new science that I think is revealing lots of interesting stuff that actually shows what's happening inside our brain when we make decisions.
So, being an old hippie, I have to ask you, are we simply a collection of our own structures and chemicals? Are we puppets on some kind of a determinist string? I mean, what's going on here?
I don't think it's quite that bleak. We are, I think, in the end, 3 pounds of gelatinous fissured flesh. We're this funny little organs, you know, enclosed within the skull. And yet, in a rather profound sense, we also exceed these materials. You know, we feel like more than just a trillion synapses. And I think that's the essential mystery of the brain. I don't really explore the inherent mystery of self-consciousness in the book, but I think whenever you talk about the brain in strictly materialist terms, I think you have to begin by bracketing that, so to speak, by acknowledging from the start that even though we are on the one hand just 3 pounds, we're, this organ running on as much electricity as a 20-watt light bulb, we feel like more.
Or we could see ourselves perhaps as a swarm of molecules, a herd, perhaps, of matter charged with energy. Peter, so let's talk to, let's move along through some of the other people that are going to be part of this series. Next up on February 22nd, it's Richard Heinberg, who, of course, is familiar to many listeners who are following our rapid downhill of progress from oil to no oil, essentially. Really, we're at peak. We've reached peak everything. We've reached peak oil, peak soil, peak pretty much everything. We've basically burned through natural resources at an alarming rate, and this, of course, has implications for wealthy nations and perhaps even more difficult implications for poor nations, as we've recently seen, of course, in the instance of Haiti. Talk a little bit about Richard Heinberg's Power, Change, and Energy series lecture.
Right. And I should say with each of these lectures, we have kind of a nonprofit partner who are trying to shine light on their program. So with Jonah, it's the Oregon Brain Institute. With Richard, it's Post Carbon Institute and Transition PDX. And Richard, we had him kind of a lunch meeting a few years ago, and we did a whole series on peak oil and water three or four years ago, which got us into the kind of wondering what are all the problems with the world. I feel like Richard and then Wes Jackson, Jessica Jackley, Robert Green, all these guys that, and the people that are in the room at the when we do these Elohi lectures, they're kind of people that are unplugged from the matrix, and which is really tough for that's why, you know, we're not everybody's slave. And I think Kabu is unplugged from the matrix. The matrix is everything's fine. You know, I can get in my Lexus or my Camry or whatever and drive to work, and, you know, everything's just fine. And Richard says, well, everything seems fine. Everything feels fine. You know, the steak tastes good. But in fact, it's an illusion. And what Richard is telling us is, you know, never mind climate change. We are running out of oil and coal and natural gas, and we need to make plans for, you know, some kind of alternative. And frankly, we're not. We're not, as a society, we're not doing that at all. And so Richard's trying to help, and he figures, look, you know, the federal government, they're not going to do squat about this. They're going to throw a little bit of money on alternative fuels and a little bit of solar and a little bit of wind. But, you know, basically, you know, we need to be producing, if we wanted to keep this lifestyle, this party going, you know, energy is the master resource. We would need to be producing 9 square meters of solar panels, I think, every minute, starting now, or actually starting a few years ago, for 25 years, which would basically take all the silicon producing, you know, chips in the world to do. We need to be producing something on the order of one of those big honking 300-foot diameter windmills, I think one every 5 minutes for the next 25 years, day and night, which would basically take, you know, you just convert General Motors and Chrysler and Ford, because they're not doing anything useful anyway, over to doing that. And we're not going to do that. So Richard's, you know, kind of take us through the reality of energy and what we can do as local local communities and regions to deal with what's coming down the pike real soon.
I think so. Part of the psychic paralysis too is born out of a feeling of helplessness at what can we do. And Richard, of course, does offer some very real solutions, things that people can do right now, right here, that have a positive effect. We need to go back out to Membership Central once again and see how much power we're generating right now for Community Radio. Good morning, Membership Room.
Good morning, Chris.
And we need to hear the phones ringing. It's kind of like generating power for the station, the sound of people picking up that phone, calling 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. You can also join by visiting the KABU website, the new improved KABU website. I might add, www.kbo.fm. Click on Join Now. They've made it incredibly easy. It's dead center in the middle of the website. You can't miss it. If you accidentally bump the keyboard with your elbow, you've joined KABU. Call us now. Make this a deliberate act. Don't let this happen by accident. Don't let your elbow do the thinking here. Don't let your elbow be the decision maker. Pick up the phone now and become a member of this vital resource. We don't really appreciate these kind of things until we begin to see what the landscape would look like without it. Really, in many cases, KABU does keep people on a psychically balanced, sane, as it were, by offering real solutions, positive solutions, and offering people a voice in their future and their destiny.
Well, Chris, you know, we have this incredible offer right now. It's one pair of tickets to the first speaker in the Elohi series, and that is
whole series.
No, actually we have an additional one. A $60 pledge, which is $5 a month, you can receive one pair of tickets to listen to Jonah Lehrer, who is going to be the first speaker in the series on February 2nd. And to get those tickets, you need to call 503-232-8818 or toll-free 877 800-500-5266, or once you pop down into the station, we're at 20th Southeast 8th in Portland. Come on in, see Maggie and myself and Chris and Peter, and come on in and pick up the tickets.
That's right. Get the for a $60 minimum pledge, you can get tickets to Jonah Lehrer's talk, or for a $90 minimum pledge, you can get one ticket to the whole Lilahi Lecture Series. Or maybe you want to donate $180 and get tickets for you and a friend to the whole series. You'll get to see some great lectures that you're hearing about right now, and you'll be a part of KBOO Community Radio. The first step is to call 503-232-8818, or outside the Portland area, call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. Join today.
You know, part, Maggie, of being in the KBOO family and being part of an activist in the community is getting to know people. And you cannot imagine the amount of people that you are going to meet when you become a member of KBOO and you become active in your own community radio station. This is vital, vital to our community that we're active and we're not just sitting there listening on our computers thinking, well, Maggie and Melinda are going to do it for me, or Chris or Peter. We need you. We need your participation. And frankly, we need your money. So $5 a monthly pledge is $60 a year. Helps us stay on the radio, pay our light bills, pay our utilities. Please become a sustaining member today. www.kboo.fm. Click on the tip jar. As Chris was saying, you don't even need to speak to a human if it's still a little too early for you, or if you'd like to come on in and take a tour of KBOO. We are at 20th Southeast 8th. We have donuts, and come on in and bring a check.
Yeah, come on down. Join today, because no one else is going to do it for you. And you know what? No one else is going to do for you what KBOO does. This station is unique. You are hearing things here you would not hear anywhere else. And if it's important to you to be informed about your community, your country, about the world, to hear the perspectives you aren't getting from the corporate media, if that's important to you, and I know it is because you're listening right now, you need to call 503-232-8818 or toll free 877-500-5266. You know, you'll get to talk to one of our great phone volunteers. They can set you up with either a one-time contribution of $200, or maybe you want to give $8 a month out of your checking account. They'll set you up, they'll make it really easy, and they'll give you a big thank you for joining the KBOO community. They'll also, you'll be able to ask about some great thank you gifts. For instance, we've got, in addition to the tickets to the Ilahi Lecture Series, and, or if you only want to go to one, there's the ticket to the first lecture by Jonah Lehrer. We also have How We Decide, a book by Jonah Lehrer, for a $60 minimum pledge. Or maybe you want to read something about climate. How about Blackout? Coal, Climate, and the Last Energy Crisis by Richard Heinberg, who's the second speaker in the Ilahi Lecture Series. That's a fantastic book about what may be the true limits of coal. That's a $60 minimum pledge. And it's so important that you, whether you take advantage of one of these thank you gifts or whether you just call and join, it's so important to support Air Cascadia, to support Flashpoints, to support all the programming you hear on KBOO and nowhere else. The number, once again, is 503-232-8818. Or toll-free, it's 877-500-5266. It is essential, my friends, that you call and join today. This pledge drive is almost over, and we have a long way to go to raise the funds that we need to keep the lights on, to keep our signal strong on the airwaves. We've got to have you as a member today. Join right now, 503-232-8818, or toll-free, 877-500-KBOO.
It happens one person at a time, one person making that decision, picking up the phone, and deciding to use what power is invested in their money to effect change. Money has a great deal of power. We all know that. It's basically it's a shared hallucination, but it does have a great deal of power to effect all sorts of change. We've seen a wide spectrum of change that money has wrought. Some of it is most unfortunate, has had grievous results for the environment. But this is an opportunity to transform money into positive change. Your money is worth a great deal more when it is contributing to a positive sense of community and building a strong voice in the world. Peter, let's talk some more about other other of the highlights in this series, and I just want to let people know, when you hear lecture series, don't imagine this is anything like any lecture you have ever been to before. I've been to these. They're fantastic. They're inspiring. There is a lot of there is communication, there's dialogue, you get to ask questions of speakers, extraordinary people. They are amazing characters and personalities with a depth and breadth of experience that you rarely ever encounter. This is talk a little bit about the rest of the series. Peter?
Sure. So we've got, you know, we know we have Jonah Lehrer on February 2nd, Richard Heinberg talking about power, change, and energy on the 22nd February, and then Wes Jackson, the founder of the Land Institute, on the 15th of March. He'll talk about power, change, and food, and we'll be doing that in cooperation with the Food Alliance. And then on Monday, April 12th, we will be talking about money with Jessica Jackley, who founded Kiva Microfunds, the micro lending institution. She'll be talking about power, change, and your money, the way your money can do good all around the world. And then finally, Robert Greene, people have called him kind of the new Machiavelli. He'll talk about the nature of power, and he's written the 32 laws of power, the 48 laws, or the 33 laws of war and the 48 laws of power, and we're going to ask him, okay, how do we kind of suck it up and use the power that we have? And then we have a couple of special events. Maud Barlow, in cooperation with the University of Portland, Maud Barlow, who's just a water warrior, she's wonderful, she's the national chairperson of the Council of Canadians. She's Canada's Ralph Nader. She'll be talking about water wars. And then finally, a special event commemorating the 30th anniversary of Mount St. Helens blowing up. We'll have Gary Snyder, Ursula K. Le Guin, and Jerry Franklin talking about the power of nature, that nature sometimes just makes other plans for us, whether we like it or not.
And interestingly enough, just before we went on the air, Peter was mentioning that this series was planned, what?
4 years ago, basically. Oh, and I should mention, too, that if you want to get more information about the series, www.illahee.org. So that's illahee.org. So www.illahee.org if you want to.
So essentially it's precognitive in that they know what's happening before we do.
Oh, we all knew this was going to happen. We all knew this was happening. You know, it's been happening for decades.
It has been building. Yeah. Just taking a good, strong look at our past track record is really all you need to know. It's a pretty good predictor of where we're heading. But knowing these things, being exposed to these people and these ideas, these concepts, and this hope or chance for change is why these people are so inspiring, exciting to listen to. And this lecture series itself, I have to say, is a great deal more than a listening experience.
Well,
it's not passive in any way.
Half of it is the audience. I mean, the speakers that come, they kind of go, I had no idea. This town is so cool. And it's like, well, thank you. Yes, we are. But the audience in the First Congregational Church, it's kind of a surround, you know, half circle. So you can literally, if you disagree with the speaker, you can wad up your program and throw it at them. It's very personal. It's very intimate. And it's as fun for the speakers that come as it is for the audience. And we really get into it.
And I just want to let listeners know you're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, KBOO.fm on the web. I'm Chris Sandray, and I'm speaking with Peter Schoonmaker of the Illahee Institute. We've been talking about the new Illahee 2010 lecture series. Richard Heinberg will be one of the speakers in the lecture series. And coming up right next on cable, he will be speaking on power, change, and energy on February 22nd. But we are going to go directly after this program to an interview with Richard Heinberg by KBOO's own Sue Cipriano, produced during KBOO's Peak Oil Special. Today, of course, is News and Public Affairs Programming Day, all day. And I just want to ask Peter Schoonmaker, my guest this morning, to say a few words in closing about the lecture series. What would you particularly want listeners to take with them from the chat that we've had this morning?
I guess really briefly, if you feel like, you know, that you're in this world that is kind of unreal and that's not really addressing real problems, if you feel like you're unplugged from the matrix, and if you're listening to KBOO, you are, then, you know, the Illahee Lectures is something that you're going to want to go to, because you're going to see 700 other people just like you in the same room with some really creative thinkers. And it's a lot of fun, and you learn a lot. And actually, so do the speakers. We all do. It's a real fun group to be with.
It's individual mind stepping outside of their comfort zone, taking that critical move, making that decision to be an agent of positive change in the world today. We need to go and talk to the membership room again. It's so much fun to talk to people out there who are actually doing something on behalf of... We are going to go to the CD right now, and then we'll be talking to membership room later. Thanks so very much, Peter, and we'll see all of you at the Illahi Lecture Series.